Thanks for listening to the Best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to The Best of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
Somebody we will be watching and hearing from a lot this upcoming season with the L.A. Lakers is two-time NBA champion, Lakers radio color analyst, and you can follow him on Twitter at Champagne Nuts. I'm not going to ask what that means.
Champagne and nuts.
Oh, is that what that champagne in nuts?
In nuts.
That's the in nuts. Champagne and nuts. So champagne in N-U-T-S.
That's right.
All right. I feel like that should be the first question, but there's so much to talk about with the Lakers. With Michael Thompson, welcome to the Odd Couple.
Champagne and nuts, man. Once you get, Chris, that's like my favorite snack. That's like my favorite snack when I'm watching my soap operas and my sports. I like to snack on champagne and almonds and peanuts. Champagne and
nuts. That sounds good.
What about pistachios? You're not a pistachio fan?
Oh, yeah. No, I like all those nuts, man. Pistachios, I like them all. The only one I don't really eat a lot of is probably one of those little ones that look like half moons. Not pistachios. What do you call those?
Pecans?
Those. I don't eat too much of those. I like...
I'm with you. No pecans.
Let's get on to the Lakers. Michael, what are you expecting from the Lakers this season? I mean, that roster... It the way it's built baffled a lot of people around the league because they don't have the shooters that LeBron James is used to. What type of season are you expecting from this team?
50-plus wins, top four seed in the West, hopefully a top three because I want to avoid the Warriors in the second round. I don't want to see them until the Western Conference Finals. But you don't bring the best player in the world in and surround them with some talented players to get to the second round and get eliminated, Chris. Come on, you know better than that. You think LeBron's a second round and out guy? When has he ever been that?
Well, he will be in the Western Conference.
No, not really. Okay, which roster would you rather have right now? Top to bottom, 1 through 14, Lakers or Rockets?
I would take the Rockets.
Rockets are better. With the coach, that the system they have, the Rockets are better, I think. You don't think the Rockets are better?
No, not 1 through 14. The Lakers, next to the Celtics, the Lakers are the deepest team in the NBA.
That might be true, but that doesn't mean they're better than, they could be, they're deeper than Golden State then, but Golden State's clearly better.
Golden State's top six or seven are better, obviously, but 1 through 14, the Lakers are the deepest team in the West.
Only problem is when you get to the playoffs, Michael, you only play eight guys, so the other six don't matter.
Not really. Steve Kerr plays like 9 or 10 guys, and so does Luke.
Mike, let me ask you this. I'm with you. I mean, I predicted 53 wins, and LeBron James is the MVP.
Oh, God.
But I'm saying he has to play off the ball and in the post more than he ever has. I'm not saying exclusively in the post, but more than he ever has in his career, because this isn't a team that's built for him to drive and kick for three-pointers. Do you agree with that as well? And last night I thought he was off the ball a good amount.
Yeah, he can afford to be off the ball. This Laker team has playmakers up and down his roster. Lance Stephenson, Brandon Ingram, Lonzo Ball, Rajon Rondo. All these guys can create for themselves and create for other people too. So, yeah, LeBron doesn't have to handle the ball for 35 minutes a game like he had to in Cleveland or half the time when he had Kyrie there. He can play in the post. He can go post up. He can diversify his game. As you know, if you're the best player in the world, which he is, he can play anywhere and play any role on any team. You know that. Why are you even doubting LeBron? What's wrong with you, Chris? Did you hit your head this morning or something?
I told you. I picked him to be MVP. I'm setting the table for you to back me up so Rob can be silenced.
No, I'm not going to be silenced. It is the Odd Couple on Fox Sports Radio. Michael Thompson, two-time NBA champion and Lakers radio color analyst, joining us on the program. Tell me about Lonzo Ball. And last year, I guess... it was mixed reviews. I know he was hurt sometime. What about this year? Will he be able to play with LeBron at the same time? It seems like he needs the ball, and LeBron has the ball. Will it work out that those two work out as a tandem, and can it work?
Of course he can play with LeBron. He's bigger and stronger this year. He has a high basketball IQ. He's just one of the many ball handlers on the floor when LeBron is out there. Basically, the Lakers have, when they get a rebound, they basically can put five guys on the floor who can get the rebound and lead the break if Luke wants to put that kind of lineup on the floor. And that makes you a more dangerous team going end-to-end, because when I was in the league, you knew who the point guard was. You knew that the other guys weren't going to handle it, so you don't have to worry about them so much in defensive transition. Now, when you have five guys who can get down the floor and run like gazelles and lead the break, that puts more pressure on you as a defender. You guys played the game. You should know that.
You saw Lonzo's first shot, the three-pointer wide open. If you're LeBron James, he's wide open. You throw the ball to him or look somewhere else?
Oh, heck yeah, you throw the ball to him. That's how you build confidence in your teammates. No, he's not Kyle Korver or Clay or Steph or Kevin Durant or Ray Allen, but he'll knock down a share of those. He's not Byron Scott, but he knocked down a couple last night after he got loose a little bit. That was his first shot he took after about 2 months of or not playing all season long, so that didn't bother me at all.
All right, Michael, you mentioned Clay, your son, up in Golden State. I think this could very well be their last run together. I want your opinion on that. And that being the case, Mike, I'm saying they should go for 74 wins. Do you think they could win 74, and should they even go for it?
They could win it if DeMarcus Cousins comes back, and he's DeMarcus Cousins sometime around Christmas or in the first part of the year. If these guys are hungry, if they want to make sure, secure that home court advantage over Boston and Houston, and make sure that seventh game is played in Oracle this time and not having to go to Houston for the West Finals or have to go back east if they have to finish win this series back there in Game 7. Yeah, they could do it if they really want to. They put their minds to it. But as far as Clay and the Warriors, I mean, they're not going anywhere. They're going to keep them together, Chris and Rob, because they're moving into the Chase Center. They're printing money up there with that new arena, with Silicon Valley and all the companies they have up there that's coming on board. The TV package they're going to sign after this one expires is going to probably be billions of dollars, and they can afford to pay everybody.
So you think Durant, KD, I'm with you. I firmly believe Clay staying. I mean, he's pretty much said it. But Durant, you think is definitely staying?
Would you trade in a Bentley to drive a smart car?
It depends. Was it on sale?
I don't care if they gave it to you for free.
It's a used Bentley. He's not getting as much credit for that Bentley.
Hey,
I know that.
Michael,
Yes, he is. What's wrong? You really are. You're suffering some kind of a mental breakdown today. The man is a two-time NBA Finals MVP. You don't think he's getting credit? Are you kidding me?
Hey, Michael, how come players don't want to play with LeBron? I mean, and I say, well, Kyrie walked away from him, and then Paul George had a chance to come back home in L.A. and didn't even meet with Magic, wouldn't even take a meeting with the Lakers. And then you got other players who come out. Jimmy Butler comes out, and he has a list, and it includes the Los Angeles team, but not the Lakers. And then even, you know, stories coming out about Kawhi Leonard, not directly from him, but from his camp, that maybe he's not interested in playing, and he would rather play with the Clippers. How come these guys are shying away from playing with LeBron?
I don't believe that at all. Everybody has their own story. Kyrie wanted to head up his own team, so he went to Boston. Jimmy Butler would love to come to the Lakers, but obviously Magic's not going to give up his young core for Jimmy. As good as Jimmy is, Magic's just not going to do that. He's going to wait until next summer, until somebody becomes free. But I don't buy that nobody wants to, or the big stars don't want to play LeBron at all. LeBron is the most respected player in the game. When you see these guys around LeBron during All-Star weekend, they all get along. So I don't buy that narrative at all.
Yeah, but then nobody's ever signed when he couldn't get anybody to come play with him in Cleveland. He's never had anybody come play with him, Michael. Never.
Well, Rob, and Cleveland didn't have the cap space to attract another primetime free agent. They never had that kind of cap space. So he tried to get
Chris Bosh to go there, and Chris Bosh said no.
Well, Chris was already in Miami, right?
No.
You mean when he's been
when he was free? Am I right, Chris? He had a choice.
Yeah.
He could have gone.
Chose Miami. I don't blame me for choosing
are you
Miami.
Are you guys on in Cleveland?
Cincinnati.
We're on in Cleveland.
Well, I don't want to say nothing.
Don't say anything.
Anymore.
Don't say anything. Yeah, exactly. What are you doing? Trying to ruin
all
our
right,
ratings?
Mike, I'm going to ask you, okay, who is in the NBA Finals this year, and who is the MVP this year?
And we got less than a minute, Mike.
All right, I'll try to be objective. It'll be the Warriors and Celtics.
All right, that's objective.
Okay. And I tend to agree. Warriors win it?
Yeah, of course the Warriors win it. And, okay. But Boston's going to give them all they can handle, and before they get to the Finals, the Lakers and the Rockets and the Jazz are going to give the Warriors all the trouble. This is going to be their hardest test or time to get back to the Finals this year because of the competition in the West.
Who's MVP? LeBron?
Yeah, I think so. I think if, like I said, our predictions come true, Chris, the Lakers win 52, 54 wins, something like that. Yeah, it'll be LeBron's turn to get the MVP again. He's deserved it the last 10 years anyway, so you might as well give it to him again.
Oh, please. Oh, my goodness. I got a headache. What are you guys talking about? Stop it already.
You can put LeBron on any lottery team, and they instantly become a playoff team.
Hey, how many championships did he win in Cleveland? Real quick, Michael.
Three, right? No, one.
Three overall. How many years he played in Cleveland? Michael,
that's
tell me. I'm asking you.
You know you're on with the LeBron hater.
He played on 11 years in Cleveland. They won one championship. We got to go. Thank you.
All right,
Mike. You see Michael Thompson bleeds purple and orange, or purple and gold. And why not? He won two championships.
And
there.
He works for the radio network. I get it.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
But Khabib, everybody knows him by Khabib. We touched on it with him in the UFC. You have to know who you are, right? And I think he has a legitimate beef with the UFC, but still, you have to know who you are. And that leads me to Allen Hurns and the Dallas Cowboys. Allen Hurns, of course, receiver, wide receiver with the Dallas Cowboys. And he just went off this past week. He was talking to Josina Anderson. How about Josina? Josina's had a great week.
Yeah, she's just getting kinds of exclusives and stories, no doubt.
Yeah, I got to shoot her a text. She's killing it. But he told Josina Anderson that the third down play call that led to Dak Prescott's second interception of the game in their loss this weekend was the worst play you could call in that situation. A clear shot at the coaching staff, okay? And then when he was asked about it later by Dallas reporters, he said that, he was asked, why didn't Dak change the play? He said he doesn't think Dak has the authority to change the play. Now, Jason Garrett, the head coach, disputed that notion today. Here's what he said.
Dak is very good at the line of scrimmage, getting in and out of stuff. In the game the other night, we're in a lot of no-huddle type stuff, so he's got really good command of that. And he certainly has that freedom to do that. It's not something that, through the years we've done a ton of, but you always want to be able to get into good plays and get out of bad plays.
All right, Rob, here's my thing.
He just lied on himself right there. He said it's not a thing that we've done a ton of, which tells you that he probably doesn't do it. And just like he was said that
he
said
he's good at it.
But then what'd he say? We don't do that. You know what I mean? We normally don't do it, basically.
Right. Well, here's my point, Rob. Allen Hurns needs to be careful.
Why?
Because he's got 8 receptions for 17 yards, or I'm sorry, for 84 yards this season.
Chris, does he come to work every day? Does he practice hard? Does he do what he's supposed to?
Does he produce?
I don't know. They just threw him 8 balls.
They've thrown him 17. He hadn't even caught 50% of his targets.
Okay, so he's got targets. That doesn't
mean. Look, I'm all for this egalitarianism and everybody can speak their mind and so on and so forth, but there's a pecking order. All right, I'm not saying he's got to go out there and lie and say, "Oh, it was the greatest call in the world."
A lot of guys lie.
All I'm saying is keep your mouth shut. You got 8 catches. You could be cut tomorrow, and nobody would think twice about it.
And he could sleep like a baby because he knows that he was being honest. I don't care.
Oh, that's nice. Honesty don't pay the bills.
Here we go all the time. Only the privileged get the right to speak. Why? Why can't
I? Who said that?
You just said that. That's what you just said.
Is Colin Kaepernick privileged?
You just said, no, you just said about her.
I didn't say he couldn't speak.
Yes, you did.
Colin Kaepernick, I supported his right to
speak.
You
said Hurns can't speak, that he should be quiet.
No, I'm saying be smart. No, you even said it yourself. You saying Khabib should be quiet?
I didn't say that.
You said have to understand Conor McGregor
I understand why they give him McGregor preferential treatment, but
why?
I'm not saying that a guy
– he's privileged?
If a guy is being honest, if a guy is not, I have a bigger problem. What do we have this year, Chris, when Mike Scioscia told everybody that the story about him stepping down at the end of the year was poppycock? and said Ken Rosenthal made up a story. Is that what he said?
That's what he said.
And what happened? He stepped down when the season was over. It's the same thing. Bruce Arians did the same thing. Oh, that's fake news. I'm not going anywhere. Don't believe that story.
This is a completely different situation.
All I'm saying is I want honesty. If this is an honest statement, don't punish a man because he's being honest. Now, if he's making it up, Chris, I'm with you. That's different.
He ripped the coaching staff and then
Is he the first guy to rip a coaching staff?
You got to be of a certain caliber of player to be able to get away with that.
You got to have integrity.
It might not be fair, but that's life.
I'm living in it.
None of us say exactly what we feel all the time. There's time to have an edit button. There is. With your wife, with your employer, with your friends.
Are you ready?
There's a time to have an edit button.
Tell me.
You don't have to lie, but you can just keep your mouth shut.
Tell me if you think I was wrong when I was a columnist at Newsday. And I was on Chet Kopech's TV show on New Sport. And Chet asked me something about the paper or something about the column I wrote in the paper. And I said that I didn't have much respect for most of the editors over there, that they didn't know what they were doing.
You were doing a good job.
But I said that.
But
dumb?
That's fine. You had juice. You were known as a good columnist. If they got rid of you, it would have been a problem. If they get rid of Alan Hearns, it's not going to be a problem. Nobody's going to think twice, but he's going to be looking for some way to pay his bills. And again, I'm not saying go out there and lie, but sometimes you need to just be smart about a situation.
As reporters, we always ask guys, so many guys say nothing. They say cliches, they lie to us, they tell us absolutely nothing. And when I say us, I'm talking about the fans, because that's who the reporters are there for. Chris knows this. Most of the time, we don't even give a damn. We don't care who wins or loses.
It's great for the media.
Right, but it's for the fans.
It's great for the media because we want stories.
Right.
We want drama. It's great for the media. But is it good for the Dallas Cowboys for some struggling receiver to be questioning the play calls? And questioning the authority of the quarterback has on the line of scrimmage?
I just heard.
And then be wrong about it? According to Jason Garrett?
What is he going to say? I mean, what? Did you think that Aaron Rodgers,
well,
when he dressed down Mike
honest.
McCarthy, was that not honest? He was honest.
Aaron Rodgers got the juice. My problem is not, I'm not saying lie at all costs. I'm saying understand your place at the company. Now, we can all raise our fist and say, that's right, Alan Hearns, he told him off. But if they cut him, and he doesn't get another job, then what? Oh, everybody thought Dez was the man, too. Dez don't take no junk. Dez ain't a company man. Dez be telling it like it is.
Is that your Dez
now
voice?
Now look at Dez.
Was that your Dez voice?
I'm just saying. 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. Give us a call. Let us know what you think. Look, Rob, I'm all about honesty. I'm not saying lie. I'm just saying sometimes you need to, it's better just to edit yourself and don't say anything. Because if you only got 8 receptions in 5 games, then guess what? You're expendable. Coaches always say, Rob, the player's ability has to outweigh the distraction.
He was asked a question. He answered it honestly.
He's become a distraction.
He's not a distraction.
We're talking about it right now.
Offense,
we talked about Alan Hearns for any other reason.
But it's the offense that's the distraction and why they're so bad. That's
everybody
the distraction.
Everybody's asking Jason Garrett about what Alan Hearns said. Dak Prescott about what Alan Hearns said.
Did he get cut? I'm looking to wave the wire right now. What
not
do you mean
yet.
Not yet? Stop
I hope
it.
He doesn't. I hope he doesn't. But I'm saying you better be careful. You better be careful because
when did you
all
become a company man? When did
I'm
you
not
become a
company,
company
man.
Man?
And the proof is in the pudding. I ain't no company man.
You're a company
but
man,
I'm a,
Chris.
I'm a rational human being who understands the way things work.
What happened to your radical days? Where's your dashiki and your pick
I got,
in the back
I got
of your hair?
Dashikis
Where's
at
your
home,
dashiki?
All right. Nah, it ain't
you
about
your
being
beard
a company,
out.
Man.
You grew
it's
your
about
beard out. You're on television.
Responsibility.
Who told you you could grow your beard? Did Skip and Shannon say it's all right to grow a beard on television?
I don't have to ask, boy.
What?
I don't have to ask.
You got to know your place. That show ain't called Chris and Skip and Shannon.
Look, everybody likes to get all, you know, like they telling off the quote-unquote the man.
The man.
Everybody has to play by some sort of rules. You paying your bills, you paying your taxes, you working for an employer. I'm no more of a company man than you are.
What? Me?
We all work for the company. Just because you say that a player that runs his mouth is okay, that means you radical?
I'm radical.
Oh, what have you done that's radical?
Oh, Rob.
Hey, I'm radical. When I bought that iPhone 10 today, I paid in rolls of nickels. That's radical when you go in.
Right.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
As always, every Thursday we like to bring in our Fox Sports NFL analyst, Super Bowl champion, none other than Greg Jennings. Greg, welcome to the Odd Couple.
Yo, what's going on, my two favorite people?
What's up, bud?
I'm great.
You sound good. You sound cozy.
Yes.
Nice and cozy, man. I can't complain. You know, I'm never going to complain anyway.
Well, all right, I'm going to ask you this, Greg. We're going to get right to it.
Yes.
You heard Allen Hurns' comments about the play call on third down that led to Dak Prescott's second interception this week, when he said it was the worst possible call you could have in that moment. And then he said Dak may not have the authority to check down. And what I'm saying is this. Allen Hurns has to be careful because he only has 8 receptions for 84 yards this year. And he could easily be replaced. He needs to have an edit button and be careful what he says. That's my take. Am I right or wrong?
You're 100% right. You're 100% right.
What?
Yes, man. Look, let me tell you something. Nobody wants to hear something like that. And again, I respect where he's coming from, but keep that in-house. We don't need to hear that publicly because your statistics, and this, you know, this is what everybody looks at, doesn't merit you the platform or the credibility to say whatever you want to say. Nobody's going to really look at you and see, oh, yeah, he's credible because he has 40 receptions, 400 yards, 4 or 5 touchdowns. No, he hasn't. He doesn't have those statistics backing his statement. So with that being said, you can't make that type of a statement, and you haven't shown the production that gives you that platform. And so I get it. I understand what he's saying. He's frustrated. I get that. But at some point, you got to just say, look, let's just make sure when we go out there, whatever plays that are called, we have to execute. This is the issue that I have with a lot of teams and a lot of quarterbacks sometimes that want to talk. Even I said this about Aaron Rodgers last week. Like, he mentioned the play calling. Well, at least you know what you have to work with. Now it is up to you as competitors, make it work. Make it happen.
So what's your take on Odell Beckham Jr.? So how did you take his comments about Eli and about the team not having heart and that?
Again, you look at the situations, you look at who's saying it, and is he credible? Can I take what he's saying and then look at his level of play and say, well, I mean, I got to kind of listen to him because he's bald.
But Greg, just because you have numbers doesn't mean that, or you don't have numbers, doesn't mean it's an honest answer.
Rob, you're right. But what I'm telling you is if your production is there, you have everyone's ear. When your production is not there, you don't have that. So what you say, you have to be careful. You can easily be replaced. Like Chris is saying, when you look at Odell, you're not replacing him. You're not going out to find the next Odell. No, you're not doing that. So he has that ability to say those things, and he's that guy in the locker room where if there's an issue, you're going to say, hey, man, you need to go say something to coach. Because you know you're the only one that he's going to listen
Greg,
to.
Greg, your years in the NFL, did you ever see anybody get cut for commenting on a play or something? Did you ever remember anybody? I never remembered anybody getting cut. I remember guys getting cut for mishandling an onside kick or a kicker missing on the field a game-winning chip shot. Those guys I've seen get cut. I've never seen anybody get cut over making an honest comment. Now, if you're making up stories or falsifying stuff, I'm asking you.
Rob, I'm gonna say no, because for the most part, almost my entire, I don't think there was ever anyone who said something that shouldn't have been talking in the first place. So when you say that, I get what you're saying. Just because it's truth, it doesn't matter where it has to come from and who it comes from. But my point is, to Chris's point, you got to be careful, because your production doesn't give you that platform or that level of responsibility to say, hey, this play, you just calling out the offensive coordinator. The play call was terrible. But because if it works, is the play call terrible?
Right. Well, you mentioned the Giants and Odell Beckham Jr. They're obviously playing the Eagles as we speak. Both of these teams really need this win, but who do you think this win is more important to, the Giants or the Eagles? Who needs it more?
That's a great thing. They both need it, but I think the Giants need it a lot more. And here's why. When I look at the Philadelphia Eagles, I say if they lose this game, they'll still be fine. I still believe that they'll win the division. They have the better team moving forward. When I look at the Giants, you look at them last year, they started off 0-5. Then they went to Denver. They had all those injuries. Nobody thought that they would win in Denver. They pull out a win. They pull some magic out of his hat, and they sprinkle it on in Mile High, and they walk away with a win. Tonight, they need that. And when you think about everything that's been said about Eli Manning, I think he has to play well. He's already thrown an interception. Whether it was his fault or not, he's thrown an interception already tonight. He has to play well, because the bullseye, the conversation is based on him and his lack of production. So to me, if I'm looking at a team that I expect to come out with their so-called quarterback, who is the face of every team, lead them, it has to be the New York Football Giants tonight.
How about the we debated the other day, you know, here we are after four games, a quarter of the season, into game five. But who's been the most disappointing team in the NFL? Who do you have at the top of that list?
Oh, man.
Because Chris picked Atlanta, and I picked the Giants. Right, Chris?
The most disappointing team, I think for me, when I look at, I mean, those are two really good picks. I would go Atlanta. Having been down there, had called their game, knowing the expectations that were on them, not only that we all have for them, but that they had for themselves. It's kind of like what we thought of the New York Giants last year. They had all this talent coming, and then all their injuries, they had to overcome all those injuries, and then they fizzed out to be nothing. The injuries that they have incurred has really crippled them, and they can't get over it right now. And regardless of what they do, they've shored up their red zone issues that we thought were problematic. They've done that, and they just can't stop anybody. And it's really disappointing, because you expect more out of the Atlanta Falcons.
Last question. We got to be quick on this one, Greg. It's the Odd Couple, Chris Broussard and Rob Parker with Greg Jennings. Big matchup in the AFC this weekend coming up, New England and Kansas City. Who do you like in that one?
I like New England in that one. I do. I like New England for this simple fact. All this hype, and rightfully so, surrounding Patrick Mahomes. Tom Brady not trying to hear that in his house. He's not trying. Period. Period. He's not. He doesn't want them to walk away with anything more less than an L. Like, bottom line.
That's all that needs to be said.
With that broken-down Patriots defense, I'm not buying it, Greg. We'll see what happens.
That Kansas City defense is so tough, right?
No, but
right, exactly.
Well, but the Patriots defense isn't good either.
Greg Jennings, great job. I think you were 5 for 5 on this tonight. You agree with me, I think, on all five
issues.
Well,
Greg, you know what that means. Mr. You don't know anything about football. That's what that means.
All right, man. Thanks a lot. We'll see you soon.
For sure.
All right, bud. Thanks.